I'm the dopest of the dopest. Hater, I know you know this. My style's still the precious and mine is still the coldest. Don't you lose focus, the paper is still the gold.
Not for $1 million will I sell my soul.
Back against the wall, but I'm in love with the pressure.
3, 2, 1, and we're live. 3ND, Signs in Sports Podcast.
What's up, everybody? Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the 11th episode of the 3ND Signs in Sports Podcast. I appreciate you guys, as you guys know, for sticking, for coming through, for clicking that link, for listening to what we got to say here on this dumb podcast. Everybody knows, shout out Pat Mac, feed this show stinks. No, but guys, as you can probably hear in my voice, I am hoarse from the last couple days. I am on the verge of losing my voice, and I'm surprised I didn't lose my voice. But guys, this is the WrestleMania recap episode of the 3ND Signs and Sports Podcast. I would like to welcome you guys. Guys, it was the I'm just not even gonna say anything until the podcast starts. Guys, I'm gonna take you into an ad break because as you know, we have I know it's early. I know it's only a minute in, the podcast just started. But bear with me. Let me get my bearings together. Let me get everything straight. We're going to have a fun podcast today because we're going to break down night one, WrestleMania. We're going to break down night two. And we're going to talk about how was this the greatest WrestleMania of all time? Where does it rank in the greatest WrestleManias of all time? You guys are going to have to help me on this one, especially my true hardcore wrestling fans, the ones who have the knowledge, the history, the information. I need you guys to help me in the comments. You know, you guys give me your list of what you think your favorite WrestleMania was, your top 5, top 10, whatever you guys want to do. Give me a list in the comments, whether it be on Facebook, on the 3ND Signs and Sports group page. Leave it in the comments of this video, or on Rumble. If you're on Rumble, go ahead and go to the comments and leave your top 5, top 10 WrestleManias of all time. Let me know where this one stacks up. Let me know if I'm crazy. Let me know if I'm dumb. Let me know if I'm stupid. Suck. You know what I mean? Like I said, this show stinks, so it doesn't really matter. But I'm going to take you guys into this break. And as we come out of it, we are going to be discussing how my time went at WrestleMania. And then we will go ahead and get into the matches. We'll go ahead and talk about, you know, the experience, whether I think you guys should do it, whether I enjoy it better on TV. I will let you guys know, but that will come right after this ad right here.
The realest underground entertainment, T-R-U-E, hashtag that, hashtag that, hashtag that, true. The realest underground entertainment, your source for local music, your source for local marketing, hype, branding, exclusive experience. What do you need? What do you got? How can we help you? How can you help us? How can we help you? T-R-U-E, the realest underground entertainment, Rilo, Tone G, Merculation, D-I-G, J-B, Chach with the heat. Shout out to Villain Vision Music, A2J, Villain Vision Music, A2J, Villain Vision Music, A2J. Check out the Realest Underground Entertainment at True Records on YouTube, at the Realest Underground Entertainment on Facebook, and at Day One Vibes, the home of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Get at your boys.
Okay, guys, we are back. We are back. We are back to the WrestleMania recap episode. Episode 11 of the 3ND Signs and Sports Podcast. This is officially episode 11 of the 3ND Signs and Sports Podcast. Guys, your boys, 3ND Signs and Sports Podcast just did WrestleMania. We just did WrestleMania. We went to WrestleMania. Guys, I know I kept it chill. I know I kept it at least semi as chill as I could, but I'm not going to do that today. Guys, personality's flying. I don't care. I'm guys, I felt like a child. You know, I'm a 25-year-old. Excuse me. I just put some hand sanitizer on my hand. But like I said, I felt like a child, bro. Like, I'm a 25-year-old man. You know what I mean? Gonna be 26 in July, God willing. You know, oh my God, I'm bugging. First of all, thank you, God, for another episode. Like I said, we are here today. He awoke us. He woke us up today. All glory to God, because without him, he wouldn't do it. So like I said, I felt like a kid. I felt like this was something. WrestleMania 38 in Dallas, Texas. 3&D did WrestleMania, guys. It was insane. Like I said, I'm not holding back anything today. I took some video. Unfortunately, on the audio podcast, you can't hear this, but keep an eye out on the 3&D Science and Sports group page on Facebook, and make sure that, like, you might see some exclusive footage from the 3&D Science and Sports trip to WrestleMania, you know what I mean? So, guys, 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast did WrestleMania, and we are about to get into it. First and foremost, guys, Brantley Gilbert opening the event up with America the Beautiful. Guys, anybody that knows, I get emotional when it comes to this country. I get swelled up with pride when it comes to this country, because it's a great country, greatest country in the world. So he killed it more on the broadcast. Just last night, we got back last night about 10:30, 11 p.m. I started watching it on the broadcast before I fell asleep shortly after, but you couldn't really hear him at the event as much as you probably would want to. And I don't think it was speakers or, like, you know what I mean, like sound or anything. I think he just has a certain style that he wanted to go at it with. It sounded really good on the TV broadcast, but at the actual event, I couldn't necessarily hear everything. But I did get the vibe, the feel, and I do know the song. I do know, you know what I mean? America, America. Yes. But yeah, man. To start it off, it felt big time. There were 77,453 people, I think, the first night. So 78,000 guys. It felt so normal. It felt so normal. Like, guys, you don't understand. There were, like, people were enjoying themselves. People were having a good time. 78,000 people strong. 78,000 the next night, 900 more people showed up the next night. Like, the electricity in that building was insane. Watching the pyro actually go off in real life and feeling it shake the building was insane. Because there's pyro going off inside, and there's pyro going off outside as well. So, like, you're just feeling the doop, 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 doop from where everything is just firing off. And it was wild. The set was insane. Like I said, you guys keep an eye out on the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast Facebook group page, because we might drop you something special from some footage from what we witnessed. You know what I mean? So, hey, I might even play some audio, because I would like to show you guys some of the pops from some of the pops that we heard. The pops were crazy. Like, I've never been in a building where so many people in sync. We're so excited about the same exact thing. Guys, I felt like I was at home there. Like, it's not often I get to talk to people about my passion for professional wrestling, sports entertainment. But at that place, like, it's like everywhere you turned, there was somebody equally or more passionate than you about the product that we were watching. And yeah, you heard some of the people who were complaining about the product while they were watching the show, and that's okay. Everybody can have their opinion. You still pay to be there. You know what I mean? So, guys, it was so at home for at least me. I know my brother had an amazing time. Again, shout out to my brother. Shout out to my brother for getting me the ticket for providing the opportunity to have 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast on the road to WrestleMania. And boy, did we experience WrestleMania. It was like, I haven't even gotten to the actual event yet. we're just talking about like the early stuff that was happening. Guys, check it out. Like when I say I felt at home, it was like you're walking, you walk into the restroom, you walk into the bathroom, everybody's doing their thing or whatever, and you just hear somebody come in like, give me a hell yeah. And the entire bathroom just, hell yeah. Or, you know what I mean? Somebody walks in, woo. So everybody, woo, back at him. Like, man, it was just such a live atmosphere. You had people walking around dressed as Stone Cold because, as you guys know, Stone Cold was in Dallas, Texas. And not only did he appear one time, but he appeared twice in two nights, wrestling his first match and probably last match of his illustrious career. His first match in 19 years, last match ever. Stone Cold Steve Austin, not only once, where he fought in a match, a no disqualification match with Kevin Owens, but twice, where he came out and stunned Vince McMahon. I don't know. Remember if he stunned Austin Theory? He probably didn't. Vince McMahon, Pat McAfee, and he celebrated in classic Stone Cold Steve Austin style. Guys, it was the highlight of my entire life. That was the most insane experience I've ever been blessed to be a part of. Thank you, God. Like I said, yeah, we're not going to talk about it yet. Okay, so America the Beautiful bathroom experience. Food was pricey, of course, you know. Between Jerry and Vince McMahon, they know what they're doing. They know we'll pay for what we got to pay. It was an expensive weekend. Yes, it was. That indeed it was. That is something that is very much a guarantee. If you're going to go to WrestleMania, it is going to be expensive. So make sure that you are prepared financially. And make sure you got all your ducks in a row leading up to when you go there, not when you're about to leave. That way everything is comfortable. We managed to do that, and we had an amazing time. Everything was ready for us to just show up and do what we were going to do and enjoy the entire experience, guys. It was crazy. So anyways, enough. Let me keep the show moving. America the Beautiful bathroom breaks. Seeing Stone Cold, the hell yeah, like I said. Seeing Vince McMahon was crazy, but guys, that's night two stuff. I mean, I guess we can just talk about this real quick. We'll talk about this match real quick. I'm sorry, night two. I'm sorry, we're gonna pull one of your matches because it might have been the best match of the entire night, of both nights. You know what I mean? Pat McAfee versus Austin Theory with Vince McMahon in his corner was entertaining. Entertainment at its finest, at its pinnacle, at its peak. Austin Theory, A-Town Don, looked great in that match. Pat McAfee looked whoa. I knew he was training. I knew he was getting in there. I knew he was athletic. I knew he was a bad dude. But Pat McAfee showed up and showed out at WrestleMania. The amount of support. So the reason I do that and I'll show you guys right now is I'll go ahead and play that audio clip since we're already on this subject. And as I said, I apologize because we skipped through a whole lot to get straight here. But we brought up Steve Austin. We brought up hell yeah. So, I mean, this is where we naturally just landed, you know? So, maybe I won't keep it too structured. Maybe I'll just go, you know what I mean? And just do what I remember and just go off of how I feel each one is as memorable to me, you know, as it came. So, Vince McMahon in the classic, you know, manager role for Austin Theory. Austin Theory is, when he announced Austin Theory, he said, future universal champion. He called him a future champion. Called him a future main champion, which is like the, he didn't say future champion, he didn't say future United States, he said future universal champion Austin Theory. And I agree. I mean, I didn't necessarily like Austin Theory too much in NXT because of his role with The Way, where he was kind of like the sidekick, but that's only from what I got to see. And that was only like his last couple few months there in NXT. So apparently I missed everything, because when I did see him in the ring, he was as impressive in NXT as he was that night at WrestleMania. And it, you forget that he's a rookie, basically. Well, not a rookie, but that was his first WrestleMania in front of 70,000 people, 70,000 plus. And I would not have even known. I would not have known that that was Austin Theory's first WrestleMania in front of that many people, because he carried himself with composure. He carried himself like a professional. And I imagine Vince McMahon was very proud of Pat McAfee and, of course, Austin Theory. I know Michael Cole was extremely, extremely proud of Pat McAfee. And man, how I wish to have been a fly on the shoulder of Michael Cole during that conversation with Pat McAfee after that, after WrestleMania, or after that match, whenever they finally got to talk over a beer, over a drink, or whatever they do. I don't think Michael Cole drinks. But to have heard that conversation between them, because Pat McAfee, great. Like, he's a good guy, dude. Like, I don't know if y'all watch his show, good guy. He's one of those guys you want to root for. And Michael Cole gives him the credit for rejuvenating his career. A Hall of Famer, a future Hall of Famer, gives the credit to some stooge, like he says, to some stooge that played football, kicked some balls, you know what I mean? Hall of Famer. All due respect, Pat, you know, no disrespect. That's my guy right there. One of the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast favorites right here. One day we're going to do 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast favorites, and Pat McAfee is going to be on that Mount Rushmore. Actually, I mean, he's what influenced the podcast, the platform, you know what I mean, to put this thing together. I know he was influenced by people before that, people before him, namely the Paul brothers. You know, he talked about it today on his show. But guys, this match, Stone Cold coming out, surprising everybody. Again, it was night two, so nobody expected it. Came out after A-Town Down, blindsides Pat McAfee. Vince McMahon beats him up in the ring, and he scores a pinfall. He scores a pinfall on Pat McAfee. The bell did ring. I'm not sure. Pat McAfee was undefeated at WrestleMania. He was undefeated at WrestleMania until Vince McMahon came and beat him. So his only loss at WrestleMania is to Vince McMahon at the moment. So shout out Pat McAfee for that. But he did suffer that loss. He did get that loss. And then... tell me that isn't the coolest thing you've ever heard. Tell me that isn't the coolest thing you've ever heard. And that's just audio. Imagine being there. I have video. Like I said, you guys pay attention to the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast Facebook group page, and you might see something special. A little video montage package, something of the 3&D Signs and Sports trip to WrestleMania. Road to WrestleMania. We did WrestleMania. Guys, you know, so Stone Cold came out, confronted Austin Theory and Vince McMahon, stunned Austin Theory out of his boots. One of the best sells I've ever seen since Rock, the way The Rock used to sell the stunners. Stunned Vince McMahon. Pat McAfee's celebrating outside. Stone Cold says, come on up here. He says, come on. Gets four beers from the beer guy. Opens. Boom, gives them to Pat McAfee, says, let's drink them. You get on that rope, I get on this rope, celebrate, boom, smash them, drink them. You know what, give me four more, let's do it again. Boom, 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 boom. Open them up, clack, 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 clack. Handed two to Pat McAfee, said, let's go. Boom, smash them, drink them. Stone Cold finishes first, boom. Stone Cold finishes first, boom. Stunned Pat McAfee, and Pat McAfee had a had an amazing sell where he just coughing backwards, spit the beer out as he was going up. As he was going back, man, what a segment, what a segment, what a segment. But guys, let's take it back to night one. Now that we're done with that, let's take it back to night one where it opened up with Rick Boogs and Shinsuke Nakamura. I can't do it, not even close right now. I never could, so I'm not even going to attempt it with my raspy voice right now. But Shinsuke Nakamura, Rick Boogs versus Jimmy and Jey Uso. Jimmy and Jey Uso retain the SmackDown Tag Team titles, remain tag team champions, remain dripped in gold, because you know the bloodline's got to do it like that. Good match, great match. It was more impressive seeing Rick Boogs in person than it is on TV. On TV, sometimes you get jaded to the fact that he's so big, the singlet, you know what I mean? There's other dudes who are bigger than him, so it's like, I mean, is he that big? But no, in person, he's a big dude, and that's because we're very far. So that was a good match. I liked it. I enjoyed it. On to the next one. I think the second match was the... What was the second match that... The second match was... Drew McIntyre and Happy Corbin. That's who it was. It was... And Matt, of course, Happy Corbin accompanied by Madcap Moss. Unfortunately, I missed this one. Got up to go use the bathroom, go to the concession stand. Would have loved to have seen Drew McIntyre in person, but I got lost on the way back. Couldn't find my group. I was like, man, I mean, it's bound to happen, right? Every I was like, man, I know we're in 227, but I'm looking down there and I can't see where you guys are at. Call Brandon, call my brother. Hey, can y'all stand up? Still can't see y'all. Dude, there's this security guard, like, on this, like, little, like, driving thing. Like, it's like those little carts that you drive at Walmart and stuff. And he's like, sir, you can't be sitting there. You gotta move. I'm like, yes, sir, give me a second. I'm talking to my group. I'm trying to find where we're sitting. Sir, no, you can't be standing there. You gotta move. I'm like, okay, yes, sir, excuse me. Take a step back. Hey, can you guys stand up? Wave your hands, something, so I can see you guys. It was extremely loud. So you gotta understand, 80,000 people were just celebrating that Drew McIntyre just smashed Happy Corbin, kicked out of his End of Days, which has never happened. Drew McIntyre, only guy to ever do that. And, like, so, again, it was loud. I was, hey, can you guys, hey, where y'all at? Hey, boom, 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 whatever. Sir, I need you to go sit down. I'm going to tell you one more time, sir. I'm like, man, dude, this dude. I said, there ain't no way this dude's over here, like, taking his job that serious. You know what I mean? He's like, hey, man. I'm like, hey, okay, you know, it's cool. Okay, hey, I'm going to take a step back. Where do you need me to stand? Stand, okay, boom, I'm going to stand right here. Hey, guys, I can't see y'all. It's... Security guard just got mad at me two, three times, whatever. Boom, boom, boom. I'm gonna stand right here. Where y'all at? Can somebody come up here? Come show me what's up. Show me what's up. Security guard, there he comes again on his little motor bit. I'm like, damn, he's like, sir, I'm gonna tell you. I'm like, man, dude. I'm like, this dude's crazy. I'm like, what am I supposed to do here? I said, dude, chill out. Let me make this call. I said, I'll be right out of here, sir. I need you to move. All right, man. So eventually Brandon comes up, he comes and gets me, we get back down there. I miss a good portion of the Miz and Logan Paul as well, because this dude wasn't letting me find my spot back to my row. So miss Logan Paul and the Miz versus Dominic Mysterio and Rey Mysterio, which is a third match, and that upset me. Almost ruined my night, but it's a good thing I have the ability to let things just slide off my back, because I don't care. It's not that I don't care. It's just life's too short. So why was I gonna be mad about that dude and not enjoy the rest of the rest of WrestleMania? You know what I mean? So, into Logan Paul the Miz. I didn't really get to see this match. Also, I saw the end where Logan Paul and the Miz pulled off the win. The Miz, guys, you gotta understand, the Miz is, I say, Randy Orton, Roman Reigns, Sasha Banks, and the Miz. That's you know what I mean? For me, the D to the 3 and D Signs of Sports podcast, that is my, like, top right now. Like, That's what I get excited to watch every time I watch wrestling. And of course, Becky Lynch would probably round out that top five, but or Liv or Carmella or Zelina. I don't know. You guys figure it out on your own. But yeah, like I said, I wasn't gonna let him ruin my night. I did get to see The Miz give a turn on Logan Paul, give him a face crushing finale. That's interesting because that means obviously something's gonna linger there, or they just did that for some heat on The Miz. But would it get him heat or would it get him liked more? People don't like Logan Paul either. Is The Miz gonna go babyface? Is The Miz gonna go, dude? No, chill. We're not gonna get into that right now. We can do that later on another episode. But dude, if they were to turn The Miz babyface and put a rocket on him, oof, talk about having a mouthpiece for your company. You get him to make his matches a little more physical, a little more aggressive, take a few more bumps. Hey, we're going to give you know what I mean? Kind of give him the Roman treatment where Roman doesn't really have to wrestle, but he'll still take nasty, nasty bumps. You know what I mean? So, hey, I'm a big fan of The Miz. It just, he don't look the part, obviously, because he looks like you and me, but that's okay. You know what I mean? Shawn Michaels was a legend. You know what I'm saying? So, but that was a cool experience. I'm glad that I did it. I mean, I'm sad that I didn't get to see the whole thing, but you know, shout out to that security guard keeping everybody safe from the guy trying to find his spot, you know? So, that guy got paid very well or something. I don't know. Another thing in that match, Dominic Mysterio ring gear was fire for WrestleMania. It was super fire. His and Rey Mysterio's, like the combo, them coming out with those, man, dude, that might have been my favorite ring gear from the entire night from everybody that I saw. And it was just top tier. It was top tier like Jasmine Allure. Guys, let's move on. The next match was Becky Lynch and Bianca Belair, which was an instant classic. Both of those women extremely talented. Bianca Belair has come a long way very fast. Because when she first got here, you could see the nerves. You heard the cracks in her voice. You heard she was nervous. It was different. It's a big time stage compared to NXT. So it made me doubt her a little bit. I was like, does she really have it or is she too sweet? You know what I mean? Because Becky's a killer. Sasha's a killer. You know what I mean? Alexa Bliss, killer. You know, Asuka, killer. There's people that are really hard into the business that, hey, it is what it is. We're going to do what we do. Bianca Belair seems very sweet, very sensitive. So they're giving her this massive push. They're strapping this rocket to her, and it seemed like she was kind of trying her hardest to be what they were seeing in her. But at the same time, there was a wall that was preventing her. Now, Bianca Belair she's finding herself. She is finding something. And now I see what the WWE saw in Bianca Belair from the jump. Because obviously she's physically impressive. She's an athlete. She's a stud. She's strong. Right? We all know that. Nobody disagrees. But what do I always say on this podcast that you have to have other than just being athletic, being a good wrestler? You need mic skills. You need charisma. You need, you know, for fans to actually buy in and believe your character. So you have to earn that trust, that emotion, you know, that investment. So at first, she wasn't really providing that because of the storylines that they were doing where they were just straight to the top of the card. But now, EST of WWE, I believe you. Take out Sasha Banks, and I'll believe you. give Zelina Vega a chance. Give Liv a chance. Well, Liv already got her chances and stuff like that. But you and Sasha Banks, run it back, and we're gonna find out who the GOAT is. That's a match I look forward to. Wherever it's at, probably I would imagine SummerSlam. That's a pretty big match for SummerSlam. That would be, or maybe they run it a whole year and take it to WrestleMania. Bianca versus Shotzi. You know, this is Bianca versus Bayley. There's going to be a lot of Bianca versus Asuka. There's going to be a lot of opponents for Bianca Belair, for Bianca Belair to fight. And that's not even counting what's coming from NXT eventually. You know what I mean? So, top tier match. That was a great match. Shout out Jasmine Allure again, like I said. But yeah, great match. Great match. Amazing start to the night. The match that followed up. Actually, I'm sorry. Man, okay. Well, I went Becky Lynch, Bianca, and that was actually wrong. I apologize. After The Miz and... That's okay, though. It's not a big deal. I'll just, you know, switch them around. But Becky and Bianca was actually the third to the last match. Charlotte and Ronda were the co-main event. Of course, KO show was the main event. So after Rey Mysterio and The Miz, I apologize, guys. This threw everything off, but hey, we're back on it. Seth freaking Rollins versus an opponent. I'm sorry. I'm trying my best. My voice is what it is right now. An opponent of Mr. McMahon's choosing. Guys, spam it in the comments. The American Nightmare. American Nightmare. American Nightmare. Shout out the American Dream. Rest in peace. Cody Rhodes. The American Nightmare. Seth freaking Rollins. Arguably, it was a really good wrestling match. Like, it felt like AEW booked a match on WrestleMania as far as, like, style-wise. That's what I'm talking about. Like, where we know that WWE wrestlers are, we've talked about it on the podcast before, how they, you know, 100 miles per hour doing flips everywhere. And in AEW, they kind of work a little slower. In the Attitude Era, they worked a little slower. I'm not comparing AEW and the Attitude Era. I'm just saying in that way, in the style that they wrestled, it was similar. But Cody Rhodes being back with the WWE, let me shout this out. I've been seeing this a lot everywhere. Cody Rhodes, when he left the WWE, they offered him $500,000 to stay. Now that he returns, he is making $3 million this year to come back and be with the WWE. Always bet on yourself. Always bet on yourself, because you are in control of your destiny. And as long as you have God on your side, who could be against you? So believe in yourself. Believe in yourself and just do it. Even when it gets hard, just keep going. Cody Rhodes had to completely reinvent himself. Had to, you know what I mean? ROH, New Japan. And here he is, the biggest baby face probably that the company has. And I'm so here for it. I haven't watched Monday Night Raw. I am recording this a day after WrestleMania, which is hence my voice being what it is. But when Cody Rhodes came out, I'm not gonna lie, they did this little WWE-ish where they cut the lights. Everybody thought it was Bray Wyatt, and I was ready. That's all I'm gonna say is I was ready. So Bray, whenever you and the WWE are ready to mend fences, or whenever you're ready to come back to wrestling, period, we're here for it. We're ready. I hope it's with the WWE, because man, there's some storylines that I would want to see. But whenever you're ready, we're ready for you. I thought it was him, but Cody Rhodes music hits, that song hits, and it is just, I mean, what am, listen, just let it play. crazy. Oh, let's go. I'm just so hyped, man. Cody Rhodes versus Seth Rollins, like I said, it was a hell of a match. Cody, you are on your way to creating your, you know what I'm saying? So, hey, keep doing what you do. I can't wait to watch Monday Night Raw. I'm going to watch it here in a little bit. I like to let Monday pass. That way I could watch Monday Night Raw and NXT 2.0 on the same day. So, that's what I'm going to be doing today. And then I will watch NXT 2.0 after that. But, yeah. Great match. On to the co-main event. As I said, we skipped with the Becky Lynch. Bianca should have been in place of the Seth Rollins, Cody Rhodes, and now here we are moving on to Charlotte Flair and Ronda Rousey SmackDown Women's Championship match. I am actually impressed by the WWE that they didn't give the belt to Ronda Rousey. She fought amazing. I wasn't as excited to see her as I thought I would, but it was cool to see her. I was super hyped to see Charlotte Flair. Like, that was... Charlotte Flair's really, really, like... She's really, really, really the queen. You know what I mean? But... It was a good match. I liked it. I enjoyed everything about it. It was physical. It was fast paced. It was exciting. But okay, story time, right? Story time on 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast. Are you guys ready for story time with 3&D, baby? During the Charlotte Flair Ronda Rousey match, there was two, three altercations within the crowd where an entire quarter, if not a third of the stadium, almost half, diverted their attention from the match or the big giant field 100-yard screen in the middle of the stadium, hanging off the middle of the stadium, to an altercation that was happening at the lower level, because we're on the second level, as I told you guys, on the lower level, and some dudes were in a little squirmish, a little bit of a, you know what I mean, a little rumble, shout out Rumble. I just saw one dude get thrown over a chair, you know what I mean, over the opposite end of his seat. Security came, everybody started chanting, whenever the security came and they're gonna take him out, you deserve it, whatever. It was pretty crazy. It was wild. This was happening right below us. Like, we're on the top level. This was happening right there, but on the lower level. So yeah, they're taking him out. He manages to sneak back in. They come for him again. He's leaving. And as he's leaving, there is a guy fully dressed as Hulk Hogan sitting there, and this guy, I mean, this Hulk Hogan stands up, like, you know what I mean, like, hey, brother, you can't be stomping around in my yard, you know what I'm saying? So this dude, like, what are you gonna do, whatever, boom, boom, boom. Well, the dude ends up backing down, and he ends up telling him, like, hey, I like your fit or whatever, boom, boom. So he ends up going away. That way the security don't get him. And Hulk Hogan basically garners the attention of half the stadium, and half the stadium is cheering on Hulk Hogan. And Hulk Hogan is hitting these hitting classic Hulk Hogan flexes. And man, it was the most epic. It was the most, wait for it, legendary thing I've ever seen in my life. So, I mean, guys, WrestleMania, I 10 out of 10 recommend it to anybody. It is unfortunate that it took away from the Charlotte Flair Ronda Rousey match, because I wanted to see Charlotte, and, you know, it was cool seeing Ronda Rousey, but Charlotte Flair is a legend. I can't wait to watch it back on the TV broadcast. That way I can see the match. I can't wait to watch it back on the TV broadcast, because it's still a spectacle nonetheless, even though I was there and, you know what I mean, I witnessed it, I lived it. It's pretty cool. Side note, it's pretty cool, like, hearing people talk about WrestleMania and talk about the crowds and stuff, and it's like, they're talking about me. You know what I mean? We're there. We're out there, you know? So it was cool, guys. It was cool. On to the main event of WrestleMania Night 1, because we are cutting this close. It's looking like we're just going to go through the two nights and just recap it. We're not going to do all that extra stuff, but yeah, because this is getting kind of close. I'm sorry, guys. My bad. But yeah, the main event of Night 1, Stone Cold, Steve Austin, Kevin Owens, they ended up fighting. They ended up going a no DQ match. Stone Cold and Kevin Owens took it into the fans, took it onto the stage. Stone Cold took some bumps on the, you know what I mean? A shout out. Oldest person to ever main event of WrestleMania. That was awesome. Came out on his four-wheeler. Man, everything about Stone Cold coming out was just so crazy, bro. So crazy. But we're gonna move on tonight too, guys. But before we do that, we're gonna stop for an ad break because your boy needs a break. You hear the voice, you hear my throat's hoarse. I need a little break. We're gonna take a break and then we're gonna move on to night two and we're gonna quickly go through night two. You know what I mean? We got 20 minutes to go, so just move through it. I'm not gonna be so animated because I'm trying to get through the podcast. I apologize, but we will get through it. I'll stop talking. You guys check out this ad, and we'll be back on the other side. Are you craving something sweet? Do you love dessert? Are you tired? Do you not want to drive anywhere? Do you like delivery? Do you like delivered baked goods to your door? It's the future, ladies and gentlemen. We gotta get with the times, and we gotta get with the efforts. Catering with Grace, baked goods, delivery, and more is offering that service to you today. Call the number 361-474-3050 and inquire about information to get your graduation catered, to get your wedding catered, to get your birthday catered, to get your niece's quinceañera catered, to get your Saturday night party catered, get your Super Bowl party catered, get your Sunday game day catered. We can do it all. They can do it all. Catering with Grace, 474-3050. That is 361-474-3050. All right, guys, we are back to your favorite, the hottest, the hypest, the newest, the best podcast in sports entertainment history. You heard it here. It is a 3&D Signs and Sports podcast, the newest sports entertainment podcast. Guys, we are going to, as I said, as I promised, be talking about WrestleMania Night 2. We covered Night 1 on the beginning part of this section. I'm sorry I took so long. It's still a work in progress. Sometimes I just talk and I talk, but we already knocked one match out in this Night 2 of WrestleMania. So relatively everything's going to go by fast. So let's get it started. We talked about Pat McAfee, Austin Theory, might have been match of the night according to 3&D Signs and Sports podcast, but Omos and Bobby Lashley, it was a good match. Omos brought down by Bobby Lashley, pretty crazy. It seems they built up Omos to be taken down by Bobby to build Bobby further. I heard rumors that MVP might have turned on Bobby to support Omos. So there's a lot of interesting things going on right there in that feud. So that feud might have just became something that I want to continue seeing. And it's crazy how that just happened like a week before WrestleMania. You know what I mean? Like they just kind of put it together 2 weeks before and they said, let's go. But it was a good one. RK-Bro versus the Street Profits and Alpha Academy. RK-Bro comes off with the win. The Street Profits, one of the most impressive tag teams in the WWE right now. You guys know my take on them. You know my take on Montez Ford. The Alpha Academy, you guys know I love me some 4.0 Otis, some Chad Gable. I love RK-Bro. So I was a fan of every match, every team in this match. I didn't care who was going to win, who came out to win. I was just excited to see the match. RK-Bro comes out with the victory. That's interesting because what happens now with 4.0 Otis and Chad Gable? Thank you. Shoosh. I have to. I'm sorry. Yeah, so let's keep it moving. This would have been Pat McAfee, Austin Theory. Next, we have Johnny Knoxville and Sami Zayn. That was a very, 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 very entertaining match. That was, I heard somebody say it. I don't remember who said it, but shout out to Wrestle 24 on Fakebook. You guys go like that page. They are very, very informative, very up to date. I know I'll be clowning some of his takes and his comments here and there. Shout out to Wrestling 24. Shout out to, you know what I mean, from the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast. We're putting you on here. Hit me up if you need an ad spot. You already know what we'll do. It's just opinion, you know what I mean? It's all fun and game. It's all love. Everybody has their own. Johnny Knoxville, Sami Zayn. This was an entertaining match. As I said, it was literally what you would think when you think a jackass superstar, you know, fighting a WWE superstar. The giant mousetrap, the mousetrap glued table, you know what I mean? It had the table with all the glued mousetraps. Wee Man having the, oh my God, one of the moments of the century for WrestleMania. Like, Wee Man lifting Sami Zayn and flexing with him there, like with him and his, like, and then boom, Hulk Hogan-esque. I'm just kidding, but man, that was a fun match, guys. As you know, I'm a sports entertainment mark. I don't know about, you know, like over analyzing the product. I don't know about being overly critical of the product, because that's just not me. I mean, I enjoyed both nights. I thought it was a great WrestleMania. I didn't have any complaints about it. I think the only complaint that I would have had was this very next match, the fact that Sasha Banks wasn't in a singles match, like in a big, you know what I mean, like in a singles championship match, but I'll settle for the fact that she is a tag team champion, because I'm starting to be like, okay, Sasha Banks and Naomi, it's not the worst thing in the world, because their styles are really starting to mesh as far as their ring gear. I think their ring gear at WrestleMania was what made me think this could work, because, as you know, on previous podcasts, we've talked about how if they use Naomi as like a muscle, you know what I mean, as Sasha's muscle, like they're both high flyers, and that's, you know, they both have their high flying spots, and I love it, and it should always stay like that. But you make Naomi a little meaner, you know what I mean, they're baby faces, but you make her a little more physical, you make her a little more physical, and all of a sudden you got a main event star. You know what I mean? I think she's missing just certain things, man, to her game that could put her over. But seeing Sasha Banks in real life, oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Can you believe that woman? I'm sorry. Hey, marking out. You know what I mean? But it is what it is. We do what we do. I'm not worried about it. I don't care. Sasha Banks, man. Coming out in the Lambo, in the lime green Lambo, bro, come on. I can't wait to see it on the TV broadcast. Like I said, guys, I don't know. This is just how I feel. You know what I mean? I just enjoy the things that we got. You know what I'm saying? Queen Zelina and Carmella, y'all know that was one of my favorite tag teams. Seeing them lose the belts, It hurt me. I didn't want to see them lose. There's a whole lot of things going on there between Zelina and Carmella, including Corey Graves. So, hey, we'll see what's going to pop off there. Rhea Ripley, Liv Morgan, Natalia, and Shayna. That was a good match. The only thing about that match, it was kind of slow for my liking. The pace was a little slow. But it could have just been that there was a lot of spots where I couldn't see from where I was sitting, so maybe there's things that I missed that were actually keeping the momentum going, but I missed it, you know what I mean? So in live attendance, it was slow. Can't wait to watch it back, as I told you guys. So I'm going to be doing that today as well. So here in a little bit, actually, I didn't work my, you know what I'm saying, my real job today. So I'm going in on working overtime, 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 because that's what we do. It was a good match. I liked it. Edge versus AJ Styles. AJ Styles, shout out, you know what I mean? Hit his face on the star, cut himself before the match. That ended up coming out about that. I liked that match just because it was a dream match, and I like Edge's new character. Damian Priest and Edge are now in a faction. There was rumors about Edge getting his own faction and Damian Priest possibly being a part of that. Well, those rumors were correct. Those rumors were correct because Damian Priest comes out, distracts AJ Styles, Edge gets the win. Edge looks stronger than ever. Edge looks stronger than ever. And you know, I looked over to my brother, the 3 to the 3 and D Signs and Sports Podcast. There you go. If you heard the, you know what I'm saying? that's the first time we said that here. So if you're listening to the WrestleMania recap episode, episode 11 of the 3 and D of the 3 and D Signs and Sports Podcast, then you just heard it here that my brother is a 3 to the 3 and D Signs and Sports Podcast. But shh, we're gonna make it bigger. So you know what I'm saying, you guys. Shh, don't say nothing. Shoosh. Edge and AJ Styles. Yeah, like I said, it was a good match. Cannot wait to see what they're going to do with Edge. But I look over to my brother. I say, I get, because we had just saw The Undertaker's entrance. You know what I mean? During both nights, we saw The Undertaker making his entrance, his opening entrance. He made his final goodbye. Can't wait to see that on the TV too, but feeling it was the most epic thing in the world. Epic, 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 man. Wait for it. Legendary. Look over to my brother. I said, dude, Edge feels very reminiscent of... This is going to be a wild take, and you're probably not going to understand what I'm talking about, but I'm probably going to have to further emphasize this point over the podcast career in order to clarify what I'm about to say. But Edge felt very reminiscent of what could be a next like type of Undertaker character, not like a streak or anything like that, but like a like bigger, like having a huge second run in the WWE just because he found something in a gimmick that is going to take him over. Now, it's possible Edge is only going to be here for a year. It's possible he's only going to be here for 2 years. But things change so rapidly every day that is it possible that Edge could go another 10 years? Nah, not 10. My brother said 3. He said, I give him 2-3 years. I said, is it possible he could go 5 to 7? If he were to do 5 more years, imagine what he could do. Like, imagine the, like, especially with, like, the dudes that are going to come up from NXT. Grayson Waller, Carmelo Hayes, Cameron Grimes, LA Knight, Walter. You know what I mean? Like, Bron Breakker. Pete Dunne hasn't even, you know what I mean? I mean, Pete Dunne just got there. Butch. I like Butch. Shout out Butch. Edge, that's going to be interesting, man. That's going to be interesting to see what, because that might just be me like over liking the gimmick or something. You know what I mean? Because I really, really, that, oof, man, this new Edge is something else, dude. It's something else, but let's keep it moving. We are moving on. The next and the last topic of the podcast episode, the 11th episode of the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast, the WrestleMania recap. The WrestleMania recap, we will be talking about, hold up, because I'm going to take you guys into an ad break right now. And when we come back, I will let you guys know what we're talking about. And we will continue this podcast. I'm sorry. I love you guys. I love you. I love you. I'm going to let you guys hear this last podcast, this last ad break. It is the last one, guys. I promise. It's the last one. It's the last one. It's the last one. So, last ad break. And when we come back, it is the main event of WrestleMania Night 2. The biggest, the most stupendous WrestleMania main event of all time. We will be talking about when we come back. I will let you guys know. The fastest rising star in South Texas, Benny Dreams, is NXT Next. Texas Wrestling Reviews, 2021 Rookie of the Year, Benny Dreams, the official Rookie of the Year, the official Rookie of the Year, Benny Dreams, the official Texas Wrestling Review, Rookie of the Year for 2021. All right, all right, all right. Stupendous, stupendous main event segment on the 3&D Signs and Sports podcast. 11th episode, the WrestleMania recap. The 3&D did WrestleMania recap. Guys, I appreciate you guys for tuning in, whether it be for a second, whether it be for a minute, whether it be for an hour. I appreciate you guys just giving me a listen. You can find us on Rumble. You can find us on Facebook at our group page, 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast. You guys just, I appreciate you guys, whether it's one person or 100 people. Thank you, because we don't do this for the money. We don't do it for anything else other than I have told you to put on the people that are doing things around us. We want to market the people who are trying to do something for themselves. As we said earlier, always believe in yourself, trust in God, and keep your feet moving at all times. That is something my pops used to tell me. Keep your feet moving. Of course, it pertained to football. It was when somebody gets on you, keep your feet moving, drag them, drag them, drag them. It pertains to life. Keep your feet moving. Always. You know what I'm saying? So, guys, we are going to be talking about Brock Lesnar versus Roman Reigns. Winner takes all. The main event of the most stupendous two-night event in WrestleMania history. Guys, this was seeing Roman Reigns. Hold up. Before I even continue talking, guys, check out this audio clip from when Roman Reigns was making his entrance in Dallas, Texas, WrestleMania 38, the most stupendous two-night WrestleMania event in WWE history. And there you have it. So, Dallas, Texas, certainly, most certainly, certainly, certainly acknowledged their tribal chief. They acknowledged their head of the table. And at the end of the night, Brock Lesnar, the Beast, was made to acknowledge the undisputed reigning. What is it called? I'm sorry. Roman Reigns won, basically. I probably could have finished that, but it's the end. It's getting towards the end of the episode. My throat is, you know what I mean? It is what it is, and we're moving this thing along. So, you know what I mean? Now we talk about, I don't remember fully. All I remember is the ending was a bit abrupt in this match. The ending was a bit like, it kind of ended fast. Roman Reigns throws Brock Lesnar into the ropes, spears him, pins him. Everybody's kind of like, let's go. We got an undisputed, unified, universal world heavyweight champion. You know what I mean? Let's go. But at the same time, people were kind of like, but that was kind of fast. What happened there? Like, why was that? But nonetheless, it was a good match. I can't wait. Again, I can't wait to watch it back on the TV broadcast. That's what I'm waiting for, because a lot of these things are going to be ironed out, because I was kind of far away. I had my binoculars. Oh, and a shout out to everybody. If by any chance anybody who was there hears this, shout out to everybody who was, you know, cool with the signs that I had. I had a Boss Time sign. I had a For the Brand sign, and I had people who were booing them as I turned around and celebrated. And I had people who were, you know, hey, yeah, let's go, blah, like, yeah. So, hey, shout out. But the match was good. I can't wait to watch it back. Unfortunately, guys, I can't really talk about it because I don't remember the whole thing. I do remember that Paul Heyman did get involved by giving Roman Reigns the title. Boom, smashed him. Actually, I think Roman Reigns might have just smashed Brock Lesnar, bro. Like, Roman Reigns might have looked really strong in that. But he did get caught with the Kimura. He was severely hurt from his shoulder, as you could tell from the pictures that surfaced on the internet of his tricep. But yeah, it was a good match. Roman Reigns comes out of it as the new undisputed unified WWE Universal Heavyweight Champion. And that is all, guys. Next episode will be episode 12 of the 3&D Signed and Sports Podcast, the USFL episode. We will be talking about the USFL. There will be a part 2 of the USFL episode where we will be talking about the USFL further. And whenever the season starts, that'll be about the time that it comes, which is, it is April 5th as I'm recording this. April 17th, I believe, is when they start. So, you know, it'll be coming. You know what I mean? So there will be a lot to talk about. But we also, I dropped on the 3&D Signs and Sports podcast page on Facebook. I dropped a schedule for the next 5 episodes. We will have, it is this one, the WrestleMania recap episode, episode 11, episode 12, the USFL episode, episode 13 will be the Rumble episode, episode our home, the 3&D Signs of Sports podcast, our home, rumble.com. You guys go follow, go download the app, go get on that, come follow us, come tune in, come listen. Episode 14 will be, I'm going to leave that one. Should I leave it a surprise? I'll just let y'all know. Episode 14 is going to be the Sasha Banks episode. And episode 15 will be the Undertaker episode. So there you go. You got to leak into the next 5 episodes. Guys, it has been a fun episode. I appreciate you guys letting me talk to you about what an amazing experience I have. Whether you hate this podcast, whether you love it, whether you don't listen to it or you do, I appreciate you. Anyway, I am here to help. Anyhow, you guys just let me know anytime. I appreciate you guys. We have officially fulfilled the hour mark for the 3&D Signs and Sports podcast, episode 11, the 3&D Road to WrestleMania recap episode. You guys keep an eye out because, like I said, I might be dropping some visuals on the 3&D Signs and Sports podcast page on Facebook, on Day One Vibes, and possibly on Rumble.com. So you guys get with me and we'll keep this thing moving, you know? You guys tune in for the next 5 episodes. I love y'all. Thank you. I appreciate it.